Praise Jesus much, children of God. Brethren of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren of the holy angels. Brethren of the Holy One in heaven. Praise Him the Lord. Welcome back from the service we finished. Let me hope all you've been done well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we've been in our journey of heaven, you have heard secrets. Those in the underground. In the underwater. We are about to go see what's in the underground.
Best
of the devils, they best to confuse this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now we have heard that.
And
we came in praise and worship of God. Let me hope you've been done well in that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We move to welcome the first timers. Thank you for coming. We are so happy to welcome you to the light of the word of God. Even that unto you, you may seem to get in light of the word of God. But we here, we release it in its fullness. We are called the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
So,
now I've said like this. Maybe we've come from, you've gotten light of the world. We here we reach to you in the full.
Yes.
The reason we're called new generation
with
the full knowledge of God and His glory. May God bless you. We want to open up thanksgiving and giving a testimony. The month was to wind up by
16th.
But we want today
to study,
know the meaning of thanking God and giving the testimony of the word of God. Even the preparations. How do you prepare yourself to give the testimony?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
because we had been stopped, because of the way we gave in testimony which wasn't clear,
and
at times it makes our testimony be beaten, and it doesn't stand. We want to know the meaning of thanking God and giving testimony of His word and the preparation of giving that testimony.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Many times people say we would have freely given testimony. Why do you think we are going to study it, then you begin to give it?
It's
command we've moved on to fulfill it. In the Matthew, now we've begun. In the Matthew 12, in Matthew 28, in the verse 18, it tells us this word down. Let's read we here.
Matayo esula ya abiri mu munana olinyirwa 18.
Matthew 28 and the verse 18.
Yesu najja nayogera nabo nabagamba nti mpereddwa obuyinza bonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi. Olwe 19, kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu nnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu. Olwa 2, nga mubayigiriza okukwata byonna bye nabalagira mwe. Era laba, nze ndi wamu nammwe ennaku zonna okutuusa emirembe gino lwe giriggwawo.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ensonga lwaki tusoma okumanya amakulu g'okuwa obujulizi.
The reason why we study meaning of giving testimony
n'okwebaza Katonda
and the thanksgiving of God.
Okusoma kuno kiragiro kya Mukama.
Studying is the command of God.
Era Bible Mukama Fesu kyabagambye Matayo suli ya
18. Jesus has said Matthew 28:18-20.
Bwe yalabika eri abayigirizwa n'abagamba,
when his appeared disciples told them,
kimpereddwa obuyinza mugonde ku nsi,
given authority in heaven.
Kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa,
go make all nation disciples,
abantu abayivu,
people learn,
abantu abategeera
ekigambo, people understanding the words.
And
then baptize them
in
the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So, and
we don't baptize someone not baptized. And if you become a disciple,
say,
teach them all I've commanded you. If it is true, Jesus accepted with thank God, and we give testimony that we need to teach about it. We
know
the meaning of thanking God.
Giving
testimony of the word of God
ne order.
And the order.
Kubanga singo bikolera mukumanya.
If you do them in knowledge,
bireta amanyi manji.
They bring much power.
Bobikolera mbutamanya.
Do them in ignorance.
Bibera na amanyi matono.
They have little strength.
Chovora bayina wayogeya na agamba.
That's why he speaks and says.
Wano mubakolise chokubiri.
In the second Corinthians.
Isule yokuna.
The chapter 4.
Nyoro mukaga nuro musa.
Verse 6 and 7.
Ndi omusana guno ba jaku mugute kamufi.
The more he puts the light in us.
Na amanyi manji gava jali.
Much power comes from him. All words of the kingdom of God involving thanking God and giving testimony, it makes much power if they are given in knowledge. Let's read in the Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7. Second Corinthians 4:6.
Kubanga Katonda yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza eyaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo olw'omusanvu naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba amanya amanji ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda. So said if
praise Jesus.
Man.
God commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness. The treasure of knowledge
put
vessels of clay. Things involving knowledge. They hold the much power of God. If we go on to thanking God, we have light of thanking Him. If those is done for us, those He did for others, and those is to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And to give testimony of His word.
And
we have light of knowledge.
There is
power which holds the thoughts.
There is
the power which holds the testimony. Power in the word. The host of angels.
And
that testimony
you
give it and stand. And many times children of God have found a problem
in coming
to thought. God. And someone said, when I came to thank God on what He did for me,
then
appeared power to attack and they beat them. After I gave a testimony, God gave me a job and the power of
God
attacked my job. Haven't you had such? Why do you think it happens? God who has worked cannot protect what is given you. The way you thanked, has it been right? Or it had holes involved? The way you gave a testimony, was it right? Or you lied in the midst of testimony? Or he says, don't give a false testimony on your brethren. Our first neighbor is God.
Let
me hope it is truthful.
Don't
witness on your neighbor.
But
first neighbor is God. He will
not
open and he enters to
eat
with him. You want to
research
the testimony you give on God and you give it right,
it's
in rightfulness, not be heated out.
If
testimony is not perfected well, that beats all in testimony we give or in the thanks of God. Praise Jesus. Say that word in Exodus,
in
Exodus 20,
in
the verse 17,
he
speaks and he says this. Exodus 20, in the verse 17.
Tewegombanga nyumba ya muntu munno. Tewegombanga mukazi wa muntu munno. Ne wakubadde omudduwe, ne wakubadde omuzanawe, ne wakubadde enteye, ne wakubadde endogoye.
Let's start from verse 16. Exodus 20 from verse 16.
Towa ilizanga muntu munno. Kumi na msambu.
Kansome mu luzungu. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Towanga bujulizi buchamu eri muliranawo.
Towanga bujulizi obobulimba obobuchamu eri muliranawo.
Don't give false witness to your neighbor.
Nefe neighbor gwe tusingo kuba naye
Katonda. The first neighbor we have is God.
Kitufu yinza okubozo okwebaza.
You know you've come to thank on that good deed.
No byongera musuku.
And you add source within them.
Oba n'obiwanga tebituukiridde tebiri mu bulungi
bwabyon'oyogera
n'oyisa nawo
speak beyond it.
Abantu bangi bawa obujulizi n'ajamuukirira
testimony that heated up
n'ayitawo obuyisi
go beyond
n'ayogera Katonda by'ataakoze
speak what God didn't do
kakati n'akubisa obujulizi buli obwabadde obutuufu
and they make the right testimony be beaten
n'okwebaza okwabadde okutuufu
and the facts which was right
nekukubibwa
it's beaten
kubanga Katonda yasooka okwogera mu nyolo omusanvu n'agamba bwati
first spoke in the verse 7 he said this
ekitabo eky'okuvesula ya makumi abiri
Exodus 20
okuva esula ya makumi abiri onyolo omusanvu
Exodus 20 verse 7
tolayiriranga bwerere erinnya lya Mukama Katonda wo kubanga maaso ga Mukama omusango guli musinga omuntu alayira obwerere erinnya lye
jjukira mu kuwa obujulizi
remember in giving testimony
obuwa mu linnya lya Mukama
you give in the name of the Lord
era ng'olayira ddala nti Mukama ye yakoze ekintu
and you say God did that thing
so olina okukiwanga kitegekeddwa bulungi
you have to give it prepared very well
yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
nsubira otandise okubaaka engeri gy'olingiza mu kigambo
ekyo want to look into that word
ng'olengerera wala
and you see far
nga tumanya lwaki tuwa obujulizi era amakulu kyagali mu kuwa okwebaza Katonda
thank God
era ne mukuwa obujulizi bw'ekigambo
kye giving testimony of his word
era mu nteekateeka ki
in which preparation
bangi kumwe abazze bawa obujulizi
many of you have given testimony
makanisa gye muli eyo
in churches where you are
naye ate obujulizi bwo ne butanywerera
your testimony never stands
oyinza okuwa obujulizi bw'okuwonyezebwa
you can give a testimony of healing
obujulizi bwo ne butanywerera
that testimony never stands
era n'olumbiwa mangu nnyo
and you instantly attacked
waliwo n'abamu bagamba
others say
mutuufu sijja kuwa obujulizi
I will not give testimony
era sijja kwebaza Katonda
and I will not thank God
kubanga buli lwe nvaayo ne neebaza
I thank
ye neebaliza tebiyimirira
Thank never stands.
Are
they not there?
Nga ye yagamba
and the time I give it, it does not stand. If I'm not giving this
one,
at least they outlive for some time. Why outlive time? They outlive after it goes away. For not thanking is not right.
God
must give you time you've given you.
And
wait to see if you thank him. You say, I will not thank him.
But
when I thank and I give testimony, my things never stand.
Yet
when you reach give testimony, when you've added or subtracted from them, or when you've twisted them, give them without knowledge,
if
you reach to just speak what you feel, you get to organize your testimony,
you
leave it in the hands of God. Don't speak what you want. Many people give testimony reach to speak what they want. And they say, if I will praise God much, more than what he's done, going to arise
but
work for him. And Satan says, spoken the name of God in vain.
You witness
of him
what
not yet thought of doing for you. And you speak things beyond what you meant. Others say, Apostle, perhaps you have no faith.
We want to give the
testimony of the big things. Those two we've not yet gotten. Yes. If you hold the word of God,
give
testimony held by the word. And
you
say, I thank God. Indeed,
he
healed me of a tumor.
There's
even a wilder sickness. I know to him nothing fails. That too is to him. And I will give the testimony. And you give it being built. Established by the word. And you don't move to speak what you want. That's why others have a little testimony. But they can speak it for an hour. They add in their own things. And they corrupt that testimony. Testimony to prove the word of God is the worker.
And
you have to prove it worked.
Prove
you speak in the word of God. Not speak what you want. Others waste much time.
Testimony.
You were made to speak a few minutes. I thank God. I had a sickness of the head. And it was too much painful. But God healed it. Through the Holy Spirit He sends to us.
According
to Psalms 104:30. Glory back to Him.
And
someone say, it pained me on Friday in the evening. It came back in the morning. Now still, it came back in the Thursday. Speak one thing, it pained me continuously. But you waste time. As you speak things not right. For Bible says,
in the
multitude of words, sin is not lacking in there. Who knows that scripture where it is? When you give testimony, and you speak this, and you add in another,
then
Satan meets the testimony, will be surprised. I've not seen a hand raised to tell us a scripture. We have to minister together. You don't just sit down there. If you use out where you just sit, here we all minister. I can point and you give us a scripture. We
made
disciples, not dormant people here.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Proverbs
10:19. But so many
let's read there we hear. Proverbs 10 verse 19.
Mulufurumbe rw'ebigambo temubula kusobya. Nayo yaziyize mimwaje akole byamagezi.
Olide kibeerawo.
You have heard what happens.
When
you reach to give a testimony. Begin to speak words.
Tewetegese.
You're not ready prepared.
Noja no tawangula tabangula.
Okwebaza Katonda kwolino mwebaza. Thanks of God when you thank him.
No bujulizi bo batoleta.
Oyogera
yogera yogera.
Speaking plenty. You end up,
you transgress
the testimony you brought.
And
time you prepared yourself. Things you believe are in the wisdom of the word. And he said, if
you
have rejected my word, what wisdom is in them? Now you be prepared as you come to testify.
Not
rich begin. Now when we reached, I thank the Lord. When we reached, when we reached and we were moving from home, when we lived out about to reach on the corner and I smelt an accident. Say when we left home, we met an accident. But as God is living,
His
hand is not shortened.
As
Isaiah 58, your hand is not
shortened.
And cannot save. Praise God, He saved us from the accident. But you tell us, another beat the head so much, another broke.
Most
got many wounds. But me, God kept me, I didn't get many wounds.
So
His hand is with me. But you tell us, another got a scar on the eye, another on the nose, another on the ear.
Kakati nolio komaro wudde wabanji.
Waste time of many.
And they hear
people on television and radio of the born again picking things on the television.
Airtime
wasting. Even time of others. Speaking
everything.
They even mess up what they speak. I thank the Lord. He restored back my husband. It didn't
matter.
He brought him back. But that man, he was coming
like
that
way.
Me too, I went outside. But now, God, I say, forgive me.
Uh-huh.
You'll wait time for repentance. If you've come to repent,
use
some grace, begin with repentance. I repent before God,
meet
my husband. God compassion. He said, way is not good.
The
time God has restored us and repented, glory back to Him.
And
you narrate everything.
What
to tell us how they woke up? All those God knows them. He wants, what did He do?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
to tell people? What did He do? Speaks with us in Hebrews.
Hebrews 4:12.
Speaks like this.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu era kikozi era kisala okusinga buli kitala kyonna eky'obwogi obubiri era kiyitamu n'okwawula ne kyawula obulamu n'omwoyo ennyingo n'obusomyo era kyangu okwawula okulowooza n'okufumintiriza kw'omutima 13 so siwali kitonde ekitalabika mu maaso ge naye ebintu byonna byeruliddwa era bibikuliddwa mu maaso g'oyo gwetuleetera ebigambo byaffe.
Kakati gwogenda oleeta ebigambo byo,
bring your words,
buli kimu akimanyi,
everything he knows it.
Naye yagambye ekigambo kikozi,
his word is active.
Yayagala kyakoze
biki? What did he do?
Kubanga gwoleetera ebigambo ebingi ebyoleeta,
many words you bring.
He knows
everything. But that he wants, you thank me, I've done what? What does the testimony of what done?
These
many words you speak, the one you bring words, he knows all of those.
All
stories he understood them. I don't chase you from testifying.
It's
quite of us to thank even God.
But
that you bring multitude of words. And you're going to see
everything.
All your words. Once the work he did. The word did.
When he says
Psalms 139. Verse 1-6.
No word.
Let's read it.
Tusomere Zaburi 139 onyorusoka akuru omukaga.
Zaburi 139 olunyorusoka.
Psalms 139 the verse 1.
Ai mukama wanonya nze wamanya. Olunyoro kubiri. Omanyi wentula era ne bwengolokoka.
Ogendo gorokoke waka otambula amanyi.
Om he knows.
Chokana atukana kolera.
You narrate how you left home.
Issue
is on Thanksgiving. What did he do? And
what testimony
of the word that you have?
So,
he knows when you wake up and you tell us when I woke up and I feel that you want to come for fellowship. And the power of God, I thank you for it.
After
I boarded the car, when I reached in the car, I feel that the one who come. Now you. Do not trouble us. Let's learn and don't do a mistake for ignorance. As you rise up in your
mind,
he knows what he wants. What did he do?
And
the testimony of his word,
so
say what? Not to read for him how you left home.
Okay.
His testimony home, give it right home.
Demons
attacked me, and he that I thank God,
beat them.
I left home, I came. He sent his Holy Spirit,
an
army of angels of change, born in Revelation, and I thank him for that. You don't say, when I woke up and I came. But let me tell you, God has power. But before I came, the battle was home.
obujizwa bwakoleddwa waka buwe waka
was done home, leave it home.
Butu went yakoze
at what he did.
Mukubo wakati
on the middle of the way I left home, I thank God. When I reached the way, Satan fought him, things which attacked me, but I called the spirit of the Lord. He upheld me. Glory back to him. You're done.
Zaburi
139
verse 1.
Ayi mukama wanonyanze wamanya olunyolo kubiri bwentu omanyi bwentula era ne bwengolokoka otegeera okulowooza kwayenga kukyali wala olwokusatu onoonyeza ddala ekkubo lyange n'okwebaka kwange.
Biki byatamanyi?
What does it know?
Yayagala mpa nakoze biki?
He wants give him what I did.
Mpa kyenakoze, webaze kyenakoze.
Thank what I did.
W'obujulizi obw'ekigambo tulabe
testimony of the word. I thank the Lord. I came without any prescriptions. But I thank you for writing in me. Now I have some scriptures like this and this. Glory back to him. But he said, when I came here and I slaughtered and I shed my saliva was powering.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Testimony
is not a joking thing.
If you joke
in it, you affect yourself. Many
have
failed to strengthen what God has given them. Others prefer to give thanks and to testify. Others to thank when they have mixed things up.
Zaburi 139 olunyiriri olwokuna.
139 the verse 4 sounds.
Kubanga simuli kigambo mu lulimi lwange. Laba ayi mukama gwe kyotomanyira ddala. Olunyolo okutaano. Onzingiziza maaso n'ennyuma. Era ontaddeko omukono gwo.
Buli wamu gyali.
Everywhere is there.
Tewali kigambo ky'ogenda kutandika kwogera.
Begin to speak.
Yenga takimanyi.
It doesn't know of it.
Now
speaking all that, choose out what he did.
But they
all when he's there seeing,
then
you begin to narrate the story. Someone traveled the village and they narrate wherever, from where they moved and everything is gone.
Then
the testimony in the village.
Johnny,
why do
you
waste
it? You are in testimony
corrupt, messing it up. What do you think of that? Who have ever stood to give thanks and testify of the Lord? How did you think of that?
But
just rise up, begin to speak.
It's not like,
it involves thinking, meaning of thanking God. Even to give testimony. Any worse, if I give them and it's not proper, will it stand this testimony? Many people have been
attacked.
If for spirits after they have testified,
you
wonder, they say,
he's
given a testimony. But the attack is for what? Satan fights testimony. The one who made it, where did he go?
Talk
to him what is beyond a God's surprise.
If
God can give you a car,
if
you are an angel, protects you,
and
you drive high speed,
you tell the stop,
reduce,
no,
you refuse,
he
jumps on the car and you get an accident, he goes report you.
They
are mad, they drive speedly.
Era namurese emotoka ne kubekigo.
Them they come made an accident.
Kubanga namugambye nganga yayongera linya
kabati. Told them they were just increasing speed.
Obanga Balaamu.
You are like Balaam.
Don't go.
He beats it, let's move on. The sword is before you. The donkey knocked him on the wall. You thank God of the car which is given you.
God's
given you an angel protection. And you begin to drive speed. He tells you, reduce the speed. Demons of Satan.
Don't
want to be rich, quick to business. And you increase speed.
Maraika,
and you checks out of the car. And you get an accident. After
he
said, God, the other person gave me to keep. Do you think they hear? They have knocked the car. I refused them when the accident, I saw it. But he didn't hear me. I got off the car. And he got an accident. You come back, say Satan attacked me. After giving testimony of my car.
They say we are 14.
But I thank you. I'm going to drive high speed. You will understand me. And you begin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in all brethren, many words you speak, God even the unworthy
sin
wants to help you not to speak them.
Main point,
speak meaningful things.
No,
God waits on the meaningful words.
That is a fruit of...
You've not waited that many words you speak. And he said, by the Spirit of God, in the Job he says, if I knew where his throne is, I would have gathered meaningful words. And I tell them to him, think of that word. Let's read in the Job.
Job esula ya makumi abiri musatu olinyoli soka.
Job 23 and verse 1.
Aho Yobu naddamu n'ayogera nti, nerero okwemulugunya kwange kujemu. Okukubibwa kwange kusinga okusinda kwange obuzito.
Omanyo inzo okwemulugunya.
You can grumble.
Okamanga bwakwongera empi.
And God adds you more slaps.
Nga yaraba wemulugunyiza na mu bujemu.
You are what happened you was worthy to happen on you. After giving testimony, thanking God when you played things.
Job 23
and the verse 3.
Singa manyije nyinza okumulabira. Singa nyinza okutuka na wali entebe ye. Olwokuna, nandiriranyiza ensonga yange masoge. Nenzijuza kamwa kange ensonga. Olwokutando, nandi manye ebigambo beyandi nzizemu. Nentegera beyandi ngambye.
Have you heard what happened? Meaningful words alone.
Then we'll
speak to God in giving testimony. If you come to thank before the big congregation, you are thanking to God.
Now
you speak to God and not ask the people alone. We are just empowered by thanking God and
for
giving a testimony unto God. We
to
know the one working.
And
yet to first give. Forget how God worked for you. We forget.
Someone
give the testimony, forget how he did it.
And
you can't remember how God did it according to whatever is spoken. They speak much
and
forget where they began from, where they're ending. But they are holding this microphone and they say, add us more time. Time of what?
Of
moving on to sin.
Yes, we have
to. Praise Jesus.
Some of you
have been all brethren.
Tumanye.
Yes, no. The meaning of thanking God and to giving testimony in the order.
So to be maraga, jirabi, it, no maraga, biguwa,
don't just come and you just follow them to speak. God wants what is he done.
According
to 1 Timothy 4, the verse 4-5, thanks is a big word
unto
people here.
Timusewe chisoka esule yokuna urinyo lisoka.
1 Timothy 4 from verse 1.
Na yomo ya yogera lwatu nti.
Nsoma.
Na yomo ya yogera lwatu nti. Munako ezolu vanyuma waliba wabaliva mkukiriza. Nga wawulireme yejichemia no kuigiriza kwa basitani. Urinyo lukubili. Urobu nafusi wabalimba. Ngaboke bw'emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bw'oba ojja okuwa obujulizi kibirobera na mwoyo wa
Katonda. I hope you have the spirit of the Lord.
Si mwoyo gwa Satan.
Not the spirit of Satan.
Gutuka okukwokya nga n'ekyuma.
Reach to see you like a hot iron.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Gutuka okukwokya nga n'ekyuma.
Reach to see you like an hot iron.
N'ekyuma ekyokya.
Hot iron.
Timusewe kisoka esule yokuno runyo lwa kusatu.
1 Timothy 4:3.
Nga bawera okufumbiriganwanga era nga balagira okulekanga ebiriibwa Katonda be yatonda birirwenga mukwebaza abakiriza ne bategeera ddala amazima.
Nti birirwenga mukwebaza.
They are eaten in thanks.
Ebintu byonna bye tufuna okuva eri Katonda.
All things we get from God.
Tubikozesa bulungi mukwebaza.
Use them in thanksgiving.
Bwe twebaza eri Katonda.
When we thank unto God. Let's repeat we hear.
Timusewo ekisoke sura ya kuna onyolo kusatu.
1 Timothy 4:7.
Nga bawera okufumbiriganwa era nga balagira okulekanga ebiriibwa Katonda be yatonda birirwenga mukwebaza abakiriza ne bategeera ddala amazima. Olwokuna.
Verse 4.
Kubanga buli kitonde kya Katonda kirungi so si wali kya kusula bwe kitolebwa n'okwebaza.
Nti bwe kitolebwa n'okula
ki? If it speaks with thanksgiving.
Okwebaza kuno kulina makulu kye
Katonda. Thanks have what meaning to God.
Kankubulira ebintu ebibeera baabitaddemu obutwa.
Tell you those things that have put poison in them.
Ebibeera baabirozeeko endogo.
Bewitch them with witchcraft.
Oli n'akikuwa.
And it's bewitched.
N'ogezo kiyimusa n'okyebaliza eri Mukama.
Thank it to the Lord.
Endogo.
Witchcraft vanishes.
Because
it's not been clean.
Bwoyita mukutola n'okwebaza.
But through picking and thanking.
No
and praying in the word. They are purified.
Oyinza okugenda omuntu n'akuwa sente.
Go to someone to give you money.
Omuntu nga yaziroze.
And someone has bewitched it.
Nga agamba nzimu aziteke mu business ye.
Keep it in their business.
Tandangamu okuyimuka.
Raise up.
Bwenozitola.
And you get it.
Neweza
mukama. And you thank God.
No jana wana obujulizi.
And you testify.
Neweza mukama na denda kinga sin.
Thank God I was lacking money.
Newaba omusajja atali murungi.
Man who said good.
Na murogo.
He's a wizard.
Na jazimba.
He gave this money to me.
Nezi musana nze baliza mukama.
Thank the Lord.
Omuroga agwa ku buzibu.
So sorry for the problem.
Omanyika tonda yagaba na se mugende mishi.
Go to Egypt.
Masabe za bone face.
Ask for them gold and silver.
Neba musaba yone mamwebaza mukama na abakolera.
Those who didn't thank, you know what it
is for.
Gold and silver from Egypt. And didn't thank God. They made a calf out of it. Now the thing.
You hear
thanks and you say. I thank over what? The thanks is right. Testimony in the word. And the way it is worked. What confuses the first thing we've seen about. Speaking much, you know, preparing yourself.
God was already
and due to speak another
and
knows all yet he wants one thing what he did. Let's repeat the verse 4.
1
Timothy 4 and the verse 4.
Kubanga buli kitonde kya Katonda kirungi, So si wali kya kusula bakitolebwa n'okwebaza. Olwokutaano. Kubanga kitukuzibwa na kigambo kya Katonda n'okusaba.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bowo obujulizi.
If you give a testimony.
Ogama nebaza
mukama. You say I thank the Lord.
Yasubiza.
He promised.
Omatayi sura ya 10. Matayi sura ya 6. Asatu musa.
Tusoka
tunonyo bwa kabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
No
butu and the righteousness.
Nebisigada ja kulitongera.
The rest will be added.
Mazima nonyezo bwa kabaka bwa Katonda.
For the kingdom of God.
Ndagera matayi sura ya 12.
Matthew 12. 28.
Nti wabago bemizimu kubo moyo wa Katonda.
Cast demons by the spirit of God.
Bwa kabaka nomazo kutu.
The kingdom of God has come.
Nonyezo moyo wa Katonda.
For the spirit of the Lord.
Ndagera dalimo mu amagazi.
Understanding and the counsel.
Na yoro kuno nyebio.
For seeking those, God built me a house. God bought me a car. For he promised. When you seek the kingdom of God, and the rest will add them to us. And the testimony is strength. It is in the word. The thanks.
Follow
the testimony in the word. As he said in his word, I thank the Lord. As he said in his word, he has done this.
Most
speak the remainder, you have no power in the word.
And
just leave the testimony open.
And
Satan attacks, beats it, powers it down. Remember, you kept speaking much if only you spoke scriptures. But you were speaking everything you hear in the head. Satan who makes you mistake as you hear him in the midst of testimony. But it's good. And you get it with thanks.
Well,
no matter what someone would have done,
you
wish to put poison, prove you thanks. God who promised never forsake us.
You may
even not sure of somewhere where you've got to drink. And the Spirit tells you, pray for the things.
If
you quote a scripture, Lord, we're going to eat these eatings. As spoken
law,
in the Mark 16, 16 to down, when we eat what holds poison, it will not harm us.
Take
you are going to eat today, with the thanks of your word. Thank you much. You
say,
eat food, empower us to eat.
Move
the journey as you say
it,
Prophet Elijah.
Ngolia.
And you eat.
Uliko backup,
you have backup scripture testimony with thanks in the word. What is making this play? When we eat with poison. And according to where I've come, I'm not sure what they give me to eat.
Let's
2 Timothy 3, verse 1 to down.
Timseo ekyokubire sura yokusatu onyolisoka.
2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1.
Nayetegeera kino nga munako ez'oluvannyuma ebire byokulaba ennaku birijja. Olwokubiri kubanga abantu bali banga beyagala bokka, abagala sente, abenyumiriza, abamalala, abavumi, abatagondera bazadde baabwe, abateebaza.
Owulidde?
Have you heard? People will not be thanking. They don't thank. They sit and they say,
as
God's done this also. I say, you go and thank. And the
situation,
when they come, the one who try to come
to
me, I thank the Lord, we fought him and he has risen for us. You to seek him. I thank the Lord. I was clothed like that sister, but he changed me.
What
form of thanks is this? You were like, who?
A sister
of Jesus? There are those
who come,
but they say like this. I thank the Lord. I was like that brother. Brother, stand up, they see you. I was
like him,
I clothed like him. I
thought,
now I cloth suits. Are you mad? Are you corrupted in the head? Go to grow hair.
I
thank the Lord. I was like that elder. Elder, stand up, they see you. I had a bolt.
And
it's like that one. But God now has grown my hair.
Thanks,
your giving is of which form?
And those who come to them, they have. Kubanga abantu bali babeyagala bokka.
They are lovers of themselves.
Yes,
they pray for themselves. After they get, they say, thank the Lord is reason for us. That person, I found them in salvation. But God is never reason for them. And they are there. That's why their testimony never stands. What others do they have?
Second Timothy 3:2.
And they love money. When they get money, they say, I thank the Lord. God arise for amen. When you believe Jesus, it not arise for you then. What which arose for you then?
And
you see Jesus' money, it rose for you then?
Yes,
thank God. He gave us some money.
And we
want to stand with our family in serving of God, in helping those in need. But you say, I thank the Lord, He arose for me. But it's been on us for long. But God has risen for us. And you shed in tears. Listen now. Acts 17, from verse 90 to down,
our
God equal to gold, neither silver, molded by human hands,
and
for you in money. All along you had what?
Jesus,
all along you had was not there. Just a reason in a car. I thank the Lord. He has risen for us. We footed for long. But He arose for us. Let's shout hallelujah for God. Six hallelujah. And you shouting.
Yet
six, they are not in the order of God. They are in the strip of six. Forget
to
say at least three hallelujahs.
For
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Oh,
seven. The seven spirits of God. They set captives free.
Jesus would have come.
He would have been in heaven and shout hallelujah and we delivered the world. He came to set captives free.
Born
again, you have things. You speak of ignorance. Make a short five hallelujahs. Set the captives free. You don't know how God arose for me.
Mazima.
Indeed. Our hope, no one has got married before. But they waited me. God arose for me. When they arouse you, when you get a car, when you marry, when you buy a car, it comes back again for you. Now children of God, what are you speaking?
You make a
powerful shop is reason for you, and he goes back. You buy a car, he has come back for you. He's reason for you again. He goes back. You build a stupid house, he arises for you again.
Things you speak,
things God give you, be beaten. Bible says you are choosed according to your words. The words you speak
was
not clear.
The
what
bring
cases of Satan your way, and he chooses you. Let's move to Timothy. We hear
Timothy chokubide sura ya kusatu olunyiriri olokubiri.
2 Timothy 3 and the verse 2.
And they're
boosting.
They
can come and they say, I thank the Lord. This suit, I no more clothe yours. These ones of here, I clothe those from America. Glory back to Jesus.
And
this is still of boosting.
And
the point of the congregation of God is clothed well. And he said, I thank the Lord. And
no
more clothing of here, just as you. These shoes, I thank you for them.
For
they are packed from America. Not as yours.
And
this is the thanks, money, what are we on?
In
that stubbornness, I pray God suck it from you. You give testimony of the word of God. And the thanks of the word of God. Second Timothy 3 and the verse 2. You have pride. I thank the Lord.
Like that.
Glory back to him. Because I don't even know. Now they are put on a heeled shoe.
He
put steep heeled like that. I don't even know. Our pastor.
God bless you.
Let me tell you. People have problems. And they have wasted all. Whatever they do.
That is not in our
money, been on the part of your God. You act pride of mine. And the
mic,
you don't hold it like here. No. Like that. Like that.
Never some.
I thank the Lord.
Never nanga.
Let's read. We hear
2
Timothy 3 verse 2.
Abavumi.
They are
abusive.
You,
I no more need your money. Me God gave me those your funny monies. But he's thanking, yet he's confusing others. Find someone abusive. I
have
these those who abuse themselves. This money,
and place,
not you woman, is not yours. People are abusive. I don't know who people are with that they abuse. abusive yet they get money from you. And they stand like a pastor.
Me,
I'm no more in need. We,
God
anointed us anointing of money. Yet he gets it from you. Now they anoint him, yet he gets money from you. Take away your poverty from us. They have abusive language. This is real on their televisions. You learn from them, you say. I thank the Lord. The other funny neighbor is like a potato patch.
They
have been haunting me. But God, just there from where I live. People give things, make them be beaten every time. They never stand in them. Praise Jesus, brethren. Remember one day we understood a fast in the synagogue I was in.
A
girl stood outside. I thank God the one who indebted me died. Now he was demanding you. You owed the person. And she picked the date, is moved away. Another brother was right here with us. One day he stood to give a testimony. He said, I love God for those who love me and those who don't love me. Now after service,
I
told them that what lacked light. You can't be in the holy ones of God. Thank God for those who love me and those who don't love me. As if you nail them that among them there are people hating you.
Amen.
People feel the stubbornness. These have hindered your thanks before God. To stand in what they thank him over.
These
are the testimonies of standing.
When
they clothe funny things. And they set their mouth. When it reaches women, they come with a toolbox.
Today
they are going to testify. Let us hear. 2 Timothy 3:2.
Abatagondera bazadde baabwe. Abatebaza.
Ngatebebaza.
Don't thank.
Abatali batukirivu.
Ebyobutukirivu tobanyumiza.
Holiness, you don't tell them that.
Say
thank God.
Akebere emitima.
He checks the hearts.
Because
God checks the heart, I think you see how he has clothed me. Yet they have come clothed their short skirts. God has clothed me.
But
the pastor corrupted says, glory be to God. He has clothed you, my daughter. Now, demons of adult fornication, they spread attack.
It's
just this fight. How God has clothed them.
You
see the cloth snakes in the. They are the necklace.
Necklace. Katusome.
Timsewe chokubide sura ya kusatu ninyoloko.
2 Timothy 3:3.
Abatayagala ba Uganda.
Ngabaga da ba Uganda.
Do they love brethren? They come to testify what they did to you in the prayer. I thank the Lord. Among here they are my enemies. I've been praying a prayer for them till God moved away one of them. God chased them quick. You two remain in the name of Jesus. He will shift you from here. And they move away, shaking themselves. Now that's your stubbornness. You do it here, we take off the volume. Speaking things not worthy, that is a testimony thanking God. Second Timothy 3 and verse 3. They never reconcile with others. I thank the Lord. He gave me forgiveness. But because of Satan, I don't want to forgive. Why then do you thank?
Come
here to thank God. How they forgive them?
Second
Timothy 3, verse 3. False accusation is close to them. Even God can falsely accuse him. And he said, thank the Lord. He gave me a husband.
Yet
just desired someone, admired them. That's why they come thank. And you clap. That's why be careful.
You
gave a husband. Where is the husband?
Someone said,
thank God, give a husband. They stand singular. And the claps take on, they gave their husband.
Church,
I want us people who are intelligent and we understand normal. The one thanking for the husband given, where is the husband? I thank the Lord. He gave a wife. You are alone there, where is the wife? When you ask them much, they say, I dreamt the woman. There is a hand raised behind. Praise Jesus, brethren.
I'm
named Pastor Ivan. What the Holy Spirit say is right.
There's
one woman I know, a pastor.
She
said God gave her a husband. That man is a musician.
Born again.
He sang that song, Born Again. I usually went to her place. She said, son, have you seen your father? She bought the photo of that man, put it in her house. She said that is her husband.
She's
got hold with gray hair in the head. But when men proposed to her, God told her this man is the husband.
Now
the Holy Spirit is not lying.
Thank
God he gave me a husband. You stop that stubbornness. Faith is not wind. Faith holds what's not seen, but comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. What does it say?
Amen.
Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm Evangelist Grace Daniel. In the synagogues of the devils, they used to tell you, enter in faith. If you want a husband, buy a gown, put it in the house,
bring us.
God will bring the husband.
Now,
they entered in the faith which is not right, and they testified wrong testimonies. May God bless you. People giving testimony in synagogues, they are the ones who are so bad love.
Faith comes from hearing the word of God.
Told you buy a trowel of a man
you're going to lust anytime you see
a man there, you lusting. How does it happen? Okay, Pastor David, you know yet you marry, you buy a nika, you hang them there. You get off that stubbornness. Anytime you look to Nika, what comes in your mind? You put them all there. Do things.
Now you put
a panty of a man, the husband is coming. Anytime you look to the panty, you lust and commit immorality with yourselves. Bible says, do not awaken love before its time is due. You awaken it while you put those knickers there. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm called Amen. Me, we went to give testimonies. But me, the false prophet has told me, Amina, you have to give a testimony. But you have to come when you've made makeup on yourself. When I clothe a long dress, on the day of testimony, put on panties. You have to look good.
And
when I give a testimony, and she, the one testifying, is smart. And the time I give a testimony, the day of testimony, she asks me, you don't have a testimony. Let's go get a man, you get money from him that you can testify. Me, sometimes I falsely testified, but I was pushed by the false prophets. Now that prophet is, who is false, she got him men to the tooth, then she testifies of money she's gotten. And she said, that's my daughter. In the time I give her to you, and they detooth the man. And the prophetess was a sorcerer. Things are out there. You see people testifying. Don't you think the world would have been well off all of it? You think what testifying is, they thank God over what? Prophet works a miracle for you for 5 days. He
said,
thank the Lord.
In the
5 days it disappeared. They have made a name in the people. Have you ever seen of magic? They turn sweets for you. After 3 days they spoke of, and there are papers there. Those false miracles, that is how they are. My question, teacher, when we begin to give testimony, glorified the Father gives three scriptures. On the Son give three scriptures. The Holy Spirit give four scriptures. The seven angels, every group with a scripture. Reach a testimony, they give us scriptures. What shall we do of that issue? We know the Father. I don't know whether you've come to thank him, then you give scriptures. Does he not know his scriptures? Tell us the scripture he worked through. Give us what he did.
Bye.
You go. You've finished. I thank the Father.
I thank the Father.
What came to pass.
Testimony is not preaching.
Tell us what
it did.
Did it give us that? You live here and go. Sit down. I told you nothing you speak, he doesn't know. He knows the Father, he knows the Lord, he knows the Holy Spirit, but he worked in what did he do? Let's read in Timothy. 2 Timothy 3:3. And you mind what? You just speak everything.
Abenkwe, abakakanyavu, abegulumiza, abagale sanyo okusinga Katonda.
They love much to things. Their testimony every time. I thank the Lord. We've not been eating well, but now we are well off. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for giving me light of knowledge. They thank over pleasures, eating and drinking. He said, okay, you love much things of pleasure more than loving God. Okay, I will choose you, will understand it. Those who are you don't love your God. I will beat you down. He say, Lord God, Job doesn't love you because he loves indeed. But because things you've given him, but let's take them away. We see whether they will not. That born again child, they are here to hear their testimony. That you help them for knowledge. They are in his houses. Give me to me. And they sift away your things. I want you to change the way you thank God. If you are in pleasures more than loving God, Satan will accuse you in the things you testify of.
He said,
Lord, you've seen them. The child corns you every time you think they are on you, take them away. And he comes to them and God said, let's see.
Maybe this child will realize it.
Let me see whether they love me. Let things be taken away from them. You know why Job? They did the job.
And
Job thanked the Lord. Satan said,
Job doesn't
love God as him.
Loves
God for the things and the protection is put on him. That's why he requested them. And the contention came. And many children of God have passed those ways. And your testimony, you focus what God has given you. Eatings and pleasures of life. You don't want to know God.
Neither
the fire of knowledge gives you.
Satan says,
still
loves God for things. Give me sift to them.
He
asked disciples, they call you for bread, give me to them. Sift them. Those of bread
you know,
eat him what followed. They ran away.
He reached the 12.
Then we sifted them.
Peter, I don't know him.
I don't have testimony for him. I've never passed with him. Me, I don't know him. How God targets you.
Said,
let's go together in the problems.
No,
he said, Lord, where are you? You left me. He said, I am right here. You follow this many problems, you will see me today.
God
is
everyone.
You don't want to see
him.
Satan will I choose over you.
He's
on the cross with you. Don't want to see him there. The first man told him, first save yourself, Jesus. We too, you save us. The other said, no.
This case,
we are all convicted by your Lord. Reach your kingdom, remember me.
Say,
no reaching. I'll find you there.
Can you see
him on the cross? I thank God. We did eat supper, but he's with me. He's given me light of knowledge. Your testimony stands on what?
It has been,
and the times then will blow it off.
Let's
repeat those words. And they love pleasures.
Second
Timothy 3:4.
Things
of pleasure when they come, they testify the thank God. But these things of knowledge of God, understanding Him. No.
Thanks God.
He's still giving them knowledge. It's not something. But you know what? Not treasure will give you more than knowledge. Eternal life.
Know
the one true God. The Christ Jesus is saying.
Given
you eternal life through knowledge. You refuse to thank for eternal life. The knowledge he gives you. And you thank for food. Funny cars and houses. But even other
facts.
Why only one thing of pleasure of the body. More than love God you'll be with forever. Those are what makes your miracles
repeated.
Your thanks and your testimonies and
they
are sifted.
Second
Timothy 3:5.
They have an image of godliness.
And Timothy, the Bible speaks of them.
Who think
in fear of God, they are the many prophets. People who think, when they had things, God is with them. People with an image of fear of God. And after making a car for them,
we going
to worship God. Today we enter death in spirit for what's done for us. Oh,
Shitaya.
And they're babbling in tongues. We worship you. When they look at the car, they're fast. We worship you. You are high above. They see above their storied house they have built. Satan sees you like that. This one has false and their testimony and their thanks. I'm going to sift them, they will understand it. we are attacked.
Timseo echo kubiri esula ya kusatu. Olunyiriri olomka olokuta.
2 Timothy 3 verse 5.
Na inga vega na manyiga kwo era nabo obakuba nga amabega.
Ategwe tunaba wana eno kubobu julisi.
Shall we give them even testify here?
Neda.
No.
Timseo echo kubiri esula ya kusatu onyolo mkaga.
2 Timothy 3 verse 6.
Kubanga kwabo beba ntu awa sensera mnyumba. Nebanyaga abakazi abasirusiru abazitowererwe bibi ebingi
bayingire wantu nebefura abasabi
places the prayer to be prayer warriors
ngabakara katesala
they pray prayers
nebogere nnimi zona tegera
speak tongues you don't understand
amadirizanga babo bujulizi
makungandiro praying in synagogues
twebaza mukama twade tusabe wanamwa
God we prayed at the widow's place
na tuwetaka
and she gave us a land
kumbe bamakara katesala paka ngasoko wadde
prayed till she's gotten mad. They can enter your home and they make prayers and they sweat. But they look to the house, the land. Tomorrow they come to thanks and they robbed.
Timsa wa chokubiri esula ya kusatu olunyiriri olomkaga.
2 Timothy 3 verse 6.
Abafugibwa okwegomba okutali kumu.
Babeerawo.
They are right there.
Abajudde okufugibwa buli kyebala bakuba kitwala.
Think they see they take it.
Aina kumotoka
naagama. They pass someone's car they say. That one I take it.
Naja nebaza mukama.
And I thank God.
Yambadde moto.
He gave me a car.
Ndi eriwa.
Where is it?
Temuli nakukereza.
Don't you have faith? I am lifting my faith up. Teach us how to lift the faith, okay?
Timsa chokubi de sureyo kusatolunyiri olomusamu.
2 Timothy 3:7.
Abayiga bulijjo ne batayinze nnaku zonna okutuuka kumanya. Ukumanyira ddala amazima.
Bulijjo babeera mu nga batudde.
They are seated.
Nga bayiga.
And they are learning.
Naye nga tebatuuka mu kutegeera.
Don't reach into.
Ye abeerawo ng'alinda ekintu
ekyo. They are waiting one thing.
Mukama ankoledde.
God has done and worked for me when.
Naye nga bw'atuwa muteyeefiirayo ku byakumanya Bayibuli.
Don't want to know.
Ninda kya magero
kyange. I wait for my miracle.
N'ennyimba ne zitonde.
Even the songs come.
Ekya magero kyange kiriwa.
My miracle is right here.
Ekya magero kyange
kiriwa. And they are jamming for their miracle which is there.
Siva,
and I don't live here. And I've not gone with it. That's what they're in.
When they get them,
it's like they don't live long with them. Go check them. They gather every day. But to find them, tell them, teach me about baptism. Immersing you in water like
John.
Every day they gather. When they get something, I thank the Lord. He arose for me. Don't understand well. Go to the word of God.
And
know nothing there.
Now this
testimony which doesn't stand. I don't want to tie on myself in you. People like that. I know your testimony will not stand. I don't want our name to appear wrong. This was given a job, but it did not stand. Then don't testify, retain your testimony.
You
end up then shaming us. I thank the Lord.
He
saved me of the old woman. Tomorrow you come. I thank God is bringing him back. You have a thought on the head. I asked you a question. You said you thank God. The old woman took her away. For she is kind of trouble on you. Tomorrow you come, I thank God. He is merciful. He
had
mercy restored the wife.
He forgot his mouth. And you trouble people. Congregation is amazed. Last time they had a testimony. What they have had is another.
Second
Timothy 3:8.
Eranga yane neyambere bwebaziza Musa nebano bwebatyo baziza amazima abayonone kamagezi gabwe abatasimibwa mukukiriza.
Have
you heard what Paul is?
Mubera omuntu ayo awa okwebaza okutategeerekesa
bulungi. Thanks, which is not clear well.
No,
it is when I know stood in the word. Those who fight the truth. When you
sit
them by a way like that, when we stopped giving testimony and thanks, we were fighting that lady or gentleman, understand that.
Satan
used it to fight truth.
It
thanks not clear well, and you break hearts of many. God has given us wisdom. We knew how we shall handle you to cut you off from breaking hearts of men
and
to trouble people's heads with testimony not clear.
We
wanted to publicly bring it
for
your congregation to know. We cut off any person and they speak not things right. Don't be surprised. It's us in the machines. You'll hear the microphone is on. They are knocking on it. It's not on. We put it in order. You sit. We put it back to another. Come when things to speak are meaningful. They are of the word of God. They are ordered
Katona
well. Our God is not of confusion. It's of order. People say now.
No,
even testimony, we prepare much in the word like that. Yes. This is the kingdom of God, not of Satan.
In the kingdom of God,
of ways of all righteousness.
We
seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. They are how the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, ngatusembayo.
Now, as we end, like three scriptures.
Muruka esura, esure ngenda jiba saba. Abagenge kumi.
The 10 lepers.
Akoma okwebaza.
The one who came back is the one totally healed.
Omwenda tebao neradala.
The 9 did not totally get healed. Give us that scripture. Thanks. God may
that
begin to work on you. Yet not completed the work. And you refuse to thank. Who's raising the hands? We want to minister.
Jacob.
I want us to be in the service to all of us. Reach a time we say you.
But
no, don't fear. It's not like that. Those are points when I know that they can.
If you can't say
the point on me, you'll be... knowing it. Bring this scripture and you, it is this one. It's easy.
God write
us his scriptures. You write in you have just come. You move in the word of God. And you see the goodness of it. Let's read we here.
Luke 17,
the verse 12.
Awo bwe yayingira mu mbuga emu ne bamusisinkana abantu kumi abagenge abayimirira ewala olw'ekumi n'esatu ne boogera waggulu ne bagamba nti Yesu Mukama waffe otusaasire. Olw'ekumi n'ennya bwe yabalaba n'abagamba nti mugende mweraga eri bakabona. Awo olwatuuka bwe baali bagenda ne balongoosebwa. Olunya olw'ekumi n'ettaano Awamu kubo weyalaba ngaonye na akoma unatendeleza katuna nedobozi dene. Onyore kumino mkaga na afu nama wali evigerebie na amwe waza eroe yali musamalia. Ule kumino msambu Yesu na damu na agamba anti ekumi bonate balongo sebwa na ye bali bali omwenda bali ruddawo
na mugamba wange
told him
nkore de wano ndandi bakde ntandi sokora ku bantu
bano can't work on this people
era kunguru bawonye na ye munde
but he said had not finished
ogena kira munyirize
going to send the verses down
na nga siwonye za bantu
kumi why not cleanse 10
omwenda baliwa
where are the 9
te bako mawoko ebaza
he did come back to thank.
He
spoke what? He said this.
Luke 17, verse 18. Tebala bise abakoma okutendereza Katonda. Wabula omugenyi ono. 19. Namugamba nti imuka ogende. Okukiriza kukuwonyeza.
Namugamba gwa wonye.
He said it's you is healed. Holy.
Bali teba gwe.
They saw leprosy comes back. They wondered.
Yes, you have
seen Jesus much.
Jemuri,
are you there?
Now,
God begins to work on you. And let me wait if they will give thanks. And he said,
no,
we used to that.
Not
the nine were of that city. This one was a stranger from outside. This one was a Samaritan. The other was of Israel.
The other
was every time it's among us.
Every time
God works for us. He put thanks later, praising of God. He said, go, your faith has made you cleanse. What about the others?
Luke 17, verse
19.
Namgamba nti imuka ogende. Okukiriza kukukuwonyeza. Olwabiri. Bweyabuzi wa Abafalisaayo nti. Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujjaddi.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So, yakomawo kwebaza yakola
ki? One who came back give thanks was holy healed.
Wanga yakomawo ne yebaza.
He thanked.
Natendereza Katonda.
He praised the Lord.
Na wangulira dala
Satan. Overcame Satan totally.
Oro musayi gwa Yesu.
By the blood of Jesus.
Noro bujulirwa obwekigambo.
By the testimony of the word.
Era basinga betusome nnyo mukubikulira.
When reading the revelation.
Sule ne yekumi nebi.
Chapter 12.
Onyore kumpa ko lwekumi na
omu. Ten.
Ngatugamba
bwa. And he said this.
Kubikulira sura ya 12 olinyolwe 10.
Revelation 12 from verse 10.
Nempulire dobozi dene muguru. Ngaliyo geranti, kakano buloko zibuze na manyi, no wakabaka bwa Katonda wafe, no buinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga lopa baganda bafe ya suli bwa, awalopa masoka Katonda wafe misana nechiro. Ole kuminorumu, na baba amu wangu lolomu saigo mwana gwendiga, no lwe chigambe chokutegeza kwawe. Ne batayaga labulamu bwa wakutuso kufa.
Oli deburunji.
If you heard well.
Tu wangu lolomu saigo wa Yesu.
You have come by the blood of Jesus.
Kutuonya agarwade.
You have gasped from sickness.
Kutumanyu maro kutuja kubutali
butuki. Taken up unrighteousness.
Ne bibi inji.
In many sins.
Na ye obujulizi bwe chigambo chino.
But the testimony of the word.
Ngatuga amante mukama angobo ya subiza.
God has promised.
Ndiyari wayo umana we.
Give up his son.
Na kuibwa kuruafi.
And beaten for us.
Namu Isaiah 5 musa.
That's Isaiah 53.
Mukama ya tukirize chigambo
chino. God fulfilled that word.
Blood
has spoken better words. 12:24 says, renewed our lives. It's cleansed. We are healed.
And you have come
Satan who put sickness on us.
It had
the testimony of the words. The testimony.
It does,
if it lacks the word of God, it's not a testimony. And it's the thanks.
But
the word of God is what works.
Everything God's
done for you, this, the word has been fulfilling.
And
it's good. Works only for you. Think of his promises in the scriptures.
And
see one of the scriptures, what he fulfilled. And you give testimony with the word of God.
We
say the testimony of Christ
is
the spirit of prophecy.
Who
gives all these promises.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me hope you read well. Revelation 19. In the verse 10. Explain and say this. Revelation
19:10. Nangamba nti laba tokola bw'otyo. Ni mudumu nno era w'omubaganda bo abalina okutegeeza kwa Yesu. Sinza Katonda. Kubanga okutegeeza kwa Yesu gwe mwoyo gw'obunnabbi.
Olidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
The testimony of Christ.
Yebigambo bya Kristo
bya mu spirit of Christ in us.
Era bwayogera mu Yokaana 15.
Speaking to John 15.
Nero musanvu agamba.
Verse 7 he said.
Bwe mubeera mu
nze. If you abide in me.
Nebigambo byange nga biri mu.
My words abide in you.
Musabe kyonna kye mwetaaga.
All you need. It will be given you.
Kitukolerwa olw'obujulizi bwa Kristo.
Done for us for testimony of Christ.
Owe byawandikwa ebyogera kwe byasuubiza.
Scripture speak of what he promised.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So, moyo yowobo nabi.
Now the spirit of prophecy.
Aita mbujulwa bwe
kigambe. The testimony of the word.
Na yongera okunyweza ebikuweredwa.
Holds what's given us.
Nebi subirwe
bilala. And those expected more.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So, obujulizo bwe kigambo kya Katonda.
The testimony of the word of God.
Okwebaza.
Thanksgiving.
Katonda.
Of God.
Kuyingira dambujulizi.
Enters into the testimony of the word of God.
Ngatujulira kigambo kya Katonda kikoze
tuki. By what the word of God has done.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Kubanga ekyo kye tusabiddemu.
That's what we prayed in.
Kubanga ekyo kye kyatusuubiza.
What was promised us.
Kituukiriziddwa.
It was fulfilled.
Era kikakasa nti Mukama.
Proves that God.
Alabirira ekigambo.
Watches over his word.
Kutuuka nga kituukiridde.
Till it's accomplished.
Wabula wano malaika ayina ekigambo kyabadde atulaga.
Angel has a word he showed us.
Mukubikulirwa 19:10.
Revelation 19:10.
Ebyo nanga nga omutume Yokaana amaze okubiraba.
After John saw all that.
Yayagala avunama eri malaika.
Wanted to bow down to the angel. To worship him for what is done and what is shown to him. He told him no. You thank God. You worship God. Ministers will remain ministers.
An
angel has it accept. Bow down to him and you thank the angel.
How more you
a minister serving with the angel.
So
Revelation 22 he said
8
and
9.
Gabriel explained
that
they are servants with those holding the word of God. An angel refused to be bowed to.
If
you didn't just come here, I thank Apostle. He's done miracles for us. No. I thank the Father.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
in
this spirit,
you've
done this to me. And I thank God
to
put his servant there to stand with us in the prayer.
And
God does better things for us. God bless him. But you forget if
an
angel said they should worship him, he's not the one we come to thank.
If
we come to thank God
and
by his minister he works with.
So sikujano gamba.
No coming to say.
Nebaza omusajja wa Katonda.
I thank the man of God.
Ebya magero byankolede.
Miracles is done for me.
Mokama Yesu ya gamba ta 12:28.
Jesus said Matthew 12:28.
Ebintu byali akole ebya magero tebikola kububwe.
Did he do by himself?
Yabikola kubo moyo wa Katonda.
Did them by the spirit of God.
Sinza kwega manga bwenkolede ebya magero.
Jesus worked miracles for you.
Mbikukoledde ndia
oru watu se. Them for you how? But we thank God for that minister he put for us. For when he raises his hand, God moves his hand to us and he saves us.
Wow.
But we are people. I thank the Lord. I thank God. Pastor healed me. Now God, Pastor healed you. What is that? Someone who
said
me to the word of God and his angel they have told me. Yet he was lying.
I thank the Lord
for raising
his hand to heal me.
His
servant
whom
he put when he raised his hand to me. When the servant prayed for me. Who of the ministers of God works miracles? Is there any who works miracles?
Or
the Spirit is the one who works miracles? And we are workers with Him.
So,
and we have to analyze that. Time is left us. We shall move on basing there. Jesus one day said, go thinking of this scripture. It's in the Luke 5. Let's use Matthew 8, verse 1 to 4. Matthew 8 from verse 1.
Boyava ku lusozi ebibiina bingi ne bimugoberera. Olwokubiri laba omugenge namusemberera namusinza n'agamba nti mukama wange boyagala oyinza okunnongoosa. Olwokusatu n'agolola omukono n'amukwatako n'agamba nti njagala longooka. Amangu ago ebigenge bye ne birongooka. Olwokuna Yesu namugamba nti laba, tobuulirako muntu, naye ddayo weerage eri kabona, omutwalire ekitone Musa kye yalagira, kibeere omujulirwa gye bali. Olwokutaano.
Naye Oluganda lusomye bulungi. Lusomye bulungi. Olwokuna.
Verse 4.
Matayo sura ya 8 olunyo olwokuna.
Matthew 8 verse 4.
Yesu namugamba nti laba, tobuulirako muntu. Naye ddayo weerage eri kabona. Omutwalire ekitone Musa kye yalagira. Kibeere omujulirwa gye bali.
Yesu
praise Jesus much.
Nti oluvannyuma lw'okuwonyezebwa
kuno. After gotten healed.
Twalayo ekiweebwayo.
Take an offering.
Ekyokwebaza.
Thanksgiving offering.
Musa kye yalagira.
That Moses commanded.
Abasinga kuffe.
Most of us.
Tumanyi kujja na ngalo nsa na bigambo byokka.
Come with empty hands with even words.
Others
are all offerings to be given.
The
thanks of the mouth will be enough. Some of what has made what you have to be taken away. And you're too much greed. Mean.
This
with what they told him. Have an offering commanded for that. Go with your hands. And give it.
Most
reaches the thanksgiving of the mouth. Let's go speak whatever we want. Forget.
There
are things God does for you.
There are
offerings you get to give.
Go
thinking of that.
We
shall add on it.
Sunday,
if God enables us. Most of us come empty-handed.
And
we speak plenty words. Yet nothing
we
would have given even. God doesn't force one word. Each come as they are. But when you have,
given
offering for thanks,
yet
you don't give, you come with plenty words. You think of that.
That
we are to take it deeper to understand it. Most of you are greedy. God tested, gave you.
You came to thank
the mouth without an offering to be given.
And
you came with empty hands. You kept all to yourself in your home. Go with a gift.
What
offer for thanksgiving?
Things
God has taken from you. Thank it over with your mouth. Then
go to see the great. Wishing yourself. Giving 100 million.
Come to thank God.
Even that mouth with your words, I will switch you off.
You say thank God gave you much?
You brought how much? When he promised to give,
he said in the
chapter 1 verse 3, serving him, I thank God, you brought this is Thanksgiving offering. We are going to switch you off the machines.
Where
you 100 million have not brought an offering? Even if 2 millions. But that greed.
Spoke
of it, they wish themselves. Why don't you bring thanksgiving to help also others in need? In the hospital, that tumor, 100 million, you are prayed for. Let's wait. May God bless you.